Suddenly, she heard the voices again, but much, much closer. She heard the creamy voice of the red monster and the raspy, hissing voice of the she monster. They wouldn't be happy if they found her in here. She ran and hid behind the big door again, burying herself in its shadow. They're just samples of what I've got for you. A wide selection of candidates for your business. They're just stowaways and have no home, so no one will even notice they're gone. A safe investment. Dreamgirl started shaking. She wasn't going home. This was the secret the stars had, and she didn't like it. Where was her big sister? Where was Bushytail to keep her safe? Where were her parents to make everything make sense? The she-monster said, looking through the pictures. She was mostly looking at the pile her picture was in. Her scale shined in the dim light, looked like all painful things. She looked skinny and hungry, like she wanted to eat all the little boys and girls. Are the rest just as good? The she-monster asked. The red monster smiled, rubbing his hands together. You know me. I only provide the very best for my clients. Chimichurri couldn't do anything but stare at those yellow, poison eyes in fear. Then the monster said, Have them transferred. I can't be too picky these days. I'll send you my payment as soon as I get the shipment. Would she cut Dreaming Eyes into pieces first? Would she bake her like a witch would? Would she open that mouthful of white, white teeth and swallow her whole? If she just shut her eyes and tried not to feel, she could almost see Bushytail and her parents waiting for her on the ship to the other world. You'll have your shipment within 4 hours, the she-monster nodded. Don't damage them. The two monsters walked out of the room, taking the folders and pictures with them.